No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith, for another edition of Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Ed is on hiatus this week. As he takes a break from the shenanigans from last week. I think it was just too much. He had to take some time off. That's how it works with this crew.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved, you think so?
Well-deserved time off, yes.
Well, I don't know.
He's been working hard.
This is like a weekly therapy session, I think, for us, isn't it? I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but sometimes you even need to take a break from therapy.
Well, okay. I mean, it is kind of like scream therapy during the commercial break. So, you know, Ed had to take a little break. And that's fine because we got to get all that out of our system as we prepare for our coverage at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida here in a couple weeks.
That's right.
It's going to be a great, great party. And there's some interesting little things developing for the Just Plane Radio presence at the event this year. We're going to check in with Lights. The Big Kahuna is what I believe he decided he wanted to be, or was the Grand Poobah.
The Grand Poobah.
Yes, of Sun and Fun. He's going to join us a little later for the latest developments for the big event.
I still want to know where his rule book is.
He has a special compartment for it, I think.
Yeah,
and,
but he's not going to share it.
No, I don't think you'd want to touch it without those rubber gloves that Ed was using last week, which goes back to why he's on hiatus this week. So I'll leave it at that. But, the thing is that we have some cool things, planned for Sun and Fun this year, and I'm prepared to at least tease it a little bit. We don't know how this is all going to play out just yet. But we are working out a deal where we're going to have some, it looks like some really, really nice prizes to give away while we broadcast at Sun and Fun at the Sunset Grill during lunchtime. I believe we're going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is the plan at this point. That could change by next week, but at this point, that is the plan of Sun and Fun Thursday, Friday, and Saturday lunchtime. You know, that window between 11 and 1 o'clock will be there. On the stage, doing our little show in front of a live audience. You could be a part of Just Plane Radio that day if you're in the area while you're eating your burger, picking up a hot dog, whatever you want to do. And if you're even luckier, you might win something really, really, really cool. And that's all I can say at this point. But I will tell you the prizes that we're looking to acquire to set some folks up there with at the Sun and Fun shows are impressive. I mean, I feel kind of let down because I won't be, qualified to get these prizes. I'll just be assisting in awarding them. And that's not fair.
Now, it is fair.
No.
And it's fun. It's fun to give things away to
people.
Well,
yeah, but it's better to receive. Isn't it better to receive?
Yeah, but let them receive it for once instead of you.
You are such a noble human being.
I try.
He's the yin to my yang. Is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's going to be how happy everybody was last year that won stuff.
That's true. We had some nice prizes last year, but we're going to eclipse that.
We're going to top that this
year. I think we are going to top that. We had some really nice stuff to give away last year to basically pay off for, everybody putting up with our shenanigans on stage while they tried to have lunch.
This year,
we got more to pay off. Maybe look at it that way. How about that? So you are going to want to join us if you're at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. Here in a couple weeks, make sure you join us at the Sunset Grill lunchtime Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and like I said, it'll be fun. We always have fun no matter where we go. This is a special event. We like to share the love with a few extra goodies to give away as well. Now, Keith, I want to talk about some stuff that kind of dovetail on what we brought up last week. Or actually, Tom Haynes from AOPA mentioned that they're planning this event at Sun and Fun where they're going to take someone from zero to hero. Basically, in 1 week during Sun and Fun, they're taking three people that don't have any aviation experience and taking them into a Redbird simulator, and by the end of the week, they will complete their first solo over the event.
That is the goal, yes.
In 1 week, they're going to do this.
1 week.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I got quite a bit of experience. I got 108 hours. I don't have my certificate because my flight training got broken up because of all my, you know, I have to be in movies like Sharknado 3 and half my face appearing on, you know, Seth Meyers, Late Night with Seth Meyers in New York City. So I have all these distractions that kept me from doing my flight training back to back like that. That really is key. Though, if you really want to do this for real, is if you do it back-to-back, you're going to do much better and get to your goals quicker. Is that right?
Yes.
Is a week realistic?
It is.
Now, it is.
This is not going to be a once-a-day type thing for, you know, 5 days. They will be doing, you know, every day.
Right.
And they will spend quite a bit of time every day, groundwork, simulator time, mm-hmm. and aircraft time.
Okay.
And so the goal is to get them to their solo by the end of the week.
Right.
Can it be done? Yes, it can.
Can it be done effectively? Is this a...
Yes, it really can.
Really? Would you say that that is a realistic time frame for the average Joe if they had the, you know, had an entire week like that to commit?
Yeah, sure.
It would be no big deal.
No, it really isn't. I mean, if you're focused on that 100%, mm-hmm. and that's your main goal, now you... That's a different story because you've got all these other things that you
can divide your attention on. I have life and distractions that get in the way. So I have plenty of excuses, but
yes.
That's all they are.
Yes.
And if I got those out of the way and got my priorities set, I could do this in a week is what
right.
you're saying.
And so, you know, these people are all coming to Sun and Fun.
Mm-hmm.
They've been picked out of a quote-unquote lottery.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what they're going to do. They're going to focus that week on, you know, they've never had any experience before.
Yeah.
Getting in an airplane and soloing.
Okay. So
and
it's,
what an experience that's going to be.
Absolutely.
To solo and fly past Sun and Fun.
These guys really did win the lottery.
They really did.
I mean, that is such a great opportunity. And I guess that's what I'm wondering is, I mean, obviously they're trying to just showcase that, hey, this is accessible. This is an activity you could get into. And basically that's what we've done with me. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I've soloed. So I'm way ahead of those guys anyway. That's the way I look at it.
You are? Considered a pilot.
Thank you very much. Yes, I got my torn t-shirt and the whole thing. I just don't have my flight certificate yet. I only had to do a dual cross-country night flight and a solo 3 airport run.
Yes, your long cross-country and that's it
and my check ride. And then we hit a snag and these guys got too busy for me. They didn't want to be associated with me. You know, I'll come up with a few more excuses by the end of the show. But it got derailed a little bit. So I kind of have to go back and get back into the groove of my flight training. But you know, the thing is what we're trying to show here is it is possible. And a lot of people, especially when I started this journey and we started Just Plane Radio, you know, that was the whole idea of me going through this this training was like, look, if Craig can do it, you know, any idiot can do it. You know, that's pretty much what we've proven. And that didn't come out as positive as I would like it to for me personally, but I think you get the idea of what I'm saying here. And that's what they're trying to showcase at Sun and Fun with the AOPA, right?
Yeah, exactly. And not only that it can be done, and really just about anybody can do it if you really put your mind to it. I've run across very few people who really, quote-unquote, can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. But also, not only that this is something that you can do, but it's attainable in a short amount of time if you really want it to be.
Yeah. You could make this a working vacation is what I guess what I'm going towards here.
Yes.
If you said, okay, look, I got a week off work or I got 2 weeks off work. I am going to learn a new activity or learn something new that I've always wanted to do and condense it in a 2 week program. And I mean, if you can do a solo in a week, could you possibly do your check ride in 2 weeks?
There is a possibility, and there are courses out there that are like that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't recommend it to
do
it that quick.
I don't recommend that. And here's the reason why I don't. And if you talk to Ed, if he was here today, he'd be very, very adamant against it.
Well, he didn't seem that enthusiastic about it last week when we were talking about it.
He's really not. And here's the reasons why.
Okay.
Ed used to do 10-day instrument courses.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once you had your certificate to get your instrument rating, you could do it in 10 days?
Once you had your private to get your instrument ticket, get your instrument ticket in 10 days.
Okay.
Yeah. And he actually has written courses that you could get your private pilot certificate within about 21 days or 2 weeks, you know, depending on how much time you had to put into it.
Right.
Basically, you immerse yourself into it
yeah.
the whole time. I mean, all day, every day.
Sure.
You eat, sleep, walk, talk, airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The problem is that we can only remember a certain amount of material that we take in. So you can take in all the material for a short period of time, learn how to fly the airplane, get enough knowledge to pass the written test, to pass the oral.
Yeah.
But you're going to forget an awful lot of that information.
True.
And that's where Ed and I have a little problem with doing the certificate on such a short time frame.
Okay.
Especially if you're not going to use that certificate on a regular basis.
And keep it active.
And continue the learning
to
process.
To reinforce what you've been learning in that.
In that environment, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd well, have to go back and refresh quite a bit.
I can't even remember what I had for lunch, so I'm going to side with Ed on this one. But we'll talk more about it next, right here on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on a square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your towel."
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith of Flight Training Professionals. You can go to ftpros.com and learn how to fly with Ed or Keith at their flight school in Orlando Executive Airport. And you'll be a happy camper. You could do it in a week or two, or at least spread it out a little bit further if you're working with Ed. He prefers a longer training session, and I do too. I'm kind of pushing that method to the extreme because I've been in flight training for, I don't know, a year or two, maybe. There, we'll go with that. Yeah, some one of those. But hey, I'm just trying to, you know, it's all about the journey, not the destination, right?
It is the adventure part.
Okay. So that's journey. Once again, that's one more excuse, and we'll go with it for now. But yeah, so you're under the thought that you could do it in an intense training thing, but Ed's not as big a fan. But you're kind of like on the fence, or what are you trying to say exactly, Keith?
No, I'm saying it can be done.
Okay, but it's not the preferred way.
It's not the preferred method.
Okay, so you would think that if someone's going to go through this flight training process, they shouldn't try to condense it in a 2 or 3 week thing. They should spread it out over, I don't know, 3 months maybe, 4 months, yeah. Something like that is more typical.
Yes.
And gives you more time to kind of soak in the information, learn a little bit, and then have it sink in and become habit. And right. Then, okay, all right, I'm with you on that. And I mean, and the longer it takes, the better too, right?
No, because because then there's this thing called disuse.
Right.
Yeah. That comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, repetition is one of the things that helps us learn.
Yeah.
And it's one of the characteristics of learning that we all have to go through. Some of us, it's touching it repeatedly. Some of it's seeing it. Some of it's seeing and hearing.
Yeah.
The more senses you get involved, the better you're gonna retain that information.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you just get to see it one time, yeah, you might get it in there. You might be able to pass the test, but chances of you remembering it all are going to be pretty slim.
Yeah.
I mean, and you've seen the amount of information that you need to know.
Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming at first. You got to take it in little chunks.
Yeah.
At least I did. And, you know, at first I was kind of like, whoa, I'm never going to get there. I remember to this day, my first time up in the air listening to the tower and going, my gosh, this might as well be like Russian. I have no idea what the hell these guys are saying. But after we did it a couple more times, I started picking out a word here and there. And next thing you know, oh, I understand what they're saying. And now I can listen in to pretty much any ATC stuff and have a pretty good idea of what they're talking about. Even if some of it's beyond my scope of understanding, I can usually put it together like, okay, he's telling the guy here, he's talking to this pilot or that pilot, or this person's in the pattern, this one's coming in, and that kind of thing. And that's extremely confusing and overwhelming at first.
It is. And, you know, aviation really has its own language,
mm-hmm.
its own dialect, if you will, of the English language. So, you know, for instance, schools that teach a lot of foreigners, some of them, for instance, there's a school here in Sanford that teaches a lot of Chinese students.
Yeah.
So they all speak English when they get here. But what they do is they have an aviation English class before they can start flying. So they all speak English, but now they teach them aviation English for about 3 to 6 weeks, something like
that. Okay, now what does that entail exactly?
Just learning what the language is in aviation, because we don't speak in full sentences like
right.
we do in normal.
Give me an everyday. Example of what you're talking about specifically. You mean like Zulu time or how we identify the aircraft
That stuff. And if the, for instance, the control tower says something to you in the traffic pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So not the tower. Tower doesn't talk, but the air traffic controller says something to you in the traffic pattern.
Correct. Yeah.
And if in that instance, you're supposed to say, say again.
What if you don't understand?
If you don't understand it.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, if you and I are talking
mm-hmm.
and I don't understand what you're saying or you don't understand what I'm saying, say that again, please. Or can you repeat that, please? You know, it's correct English would be a full sentence.
Right.
We don't do that in aviation.
We want to be economical with our words.
Efficient.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So 733 Charlie Mike, say again.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to repeat it all again.
Roger. And, you know, it doesn't help. Do they make them watch, like, Airplane or something, too? That might help some of those Chinese folks.
Well, it might. That might help them.
That'll help the instructors.
They can get through it into them that way.
Yes, it could work.
Get the big pipe wrenches out and beat it into them.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, we got to amuse our flight instructors, too. You guys need a break every now and then. That would help.
You know, there's some pretty good stuff that happens out there.
Yeah, it just happens naturally. You don't need me to interject any of my
shenanigans. No, it happens pretty naturally.
Okay, maybe it is just me. I wanted to talk something else about this along the lines as we get ready for Sun and Fun, because not only is, you know, they're doing this training feature with AOPA, which I think is kind of cool and that kind of thing, but, you know, when you go to an event like Sun and Fun in Lakeland or Oshkosh Air Venture, you see all these planes, or just any flying for that matter. And I know I was looking at the AOPA website, and they actually have a new transitional online course that helps facilitate the pilot who, for instance, say like me, I'm training in a Cessna 172, what that transition would be over to, say, like a Piper low wing type of craft or some other type of craft. And I started wondering about that, like, how big of a transition is that? You know, is it a like a totally new learning experience, or because of my experience in the 172, I can make that transition pretty easily, or is it totally different? It's going to react totally different, and I better work with a flight instructor who's going to basically train me properly before I even think that I could potentially fly this plane.
Well, there's some differences, but there's a lot of similarities. If you're going from, you know, a four-seat Cessna to another four-seat, you know, say Piper product, like you mentioned, like a Piper Warrior.
Yeah.
Air speeds are going to be basically the same.
Right.
So that's
the low wing versus high wing type of thing. Is that going to feel totally different or not so much?
It's not going to feel any different to you as you're flying, but it's going to look different.
Yeah.
You know, number one, you're going to have more sun on you because you don't have the wings over the top of you blocking the sun down here in Florida anyway.
Right.
Okay. So that's one issue. The second one is when you look down, you're going to see the wing. So when you're doing your checkpoints on your cross country, you're either going to have to look in front of the wing or behind the wing in order to get your checkpoints.
Okay, so it'd be more of an issue of getting your perception and the
correct
look of the airplane, so you know when to flare, when you're coming in for landing, and that kind of thing.
Right. And there's a little bit different landing technique to a low-wing airplane versus a high-wing, because you're going to get into ground effect sooner with the low wing.
Yeah. So it's going to just feel different.
It's going to feel just a little bit different on landing, but you know, you fly it the exact same way.
So you get your practices, work with a flight instructor or someone that can help you
right
with that, and you'd be good to go. So that transition be okay. We'll talk about some other transitional things and get into more what's coming up for Southern Fun next week on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith for Flight Training Professionals. Now, we're also joined by my friend Dennis, who is going to fly in for Sun and Fun. Dennis, how are you, buddy? Good to catch up.
Doing great, Greg.
All right, so he is going to fly in with his son to Sun and Fun. If that weren't enough, we also have Abington from the Abington Watch Company with us, so her and Keith can, you know, share conversations on the air that we can listen into and feel uncomfortable. Abington, how are you?
I'm doing much better once you told me Keith was here.
Yes, go ahead. Get it out of the way, Keith.
How you doing, Abington?
There he is. He's working his whole Barry White thing. They got this whole kind of connection that's, I don't know, borderline disturbing. But we love it. It's
how
good radio.
Doing?
Yeah.
How you doing? How you doing, Keith?
All right. So, Dennis, you and I are going to be, you know, feeling like...
Fifth wheels.
Yeah, backseat flyers or something while those two... have fun at our expense. But, you know,
we'll just have to get out the ones and tip them a little.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that could be fun. But Abington is joining us because she's going to be at Sun and Fun as well. And I know you're excited about that, right?
I'm incredibly excited. This is the first time I'll be there with a booth. I usually just go for fun, and I think I'm going to have even double fun now. So
very good. So you're going to have the whole line of Abington watches on display at Sun and Fun. Is that the deal?
Yeah, since we released the new Catherine watch with the ATIS bezel, we thought this would be the best place to promote it, you know, to general aviation, to the public. So we'll have a booth in Hangar C. I believe it's C61.
C61. And Dennis, what about you? This will be your first time to Sun and Fun, won't it? Or will it?
It is. I've been to Oshkosh a couple times and never made it to Sun and Fun. And this time, now that I'm an aircraft owner, I really want to go. And there's a few places I need to go and see. And, you know, I want to try out some new headsets, and what better way to do it than at an air show with, you know, maybe not quite the chaos that Oshkosh is.
Yes. Well, it is pretty chaotic. It's, you know, it's a mini Oshkosh, and when you say mini Oshkosh, it's still like miles long. It will make your feet hurt beyond belief, but it is well worth the investment. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we have an entire crew here now with us, and we're going to be joined by Lights, the Grand Poobah, as Lee likes to be called, from Sun and Fun, next right here on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up. You want to hit back? We're going to have to wingsuit in. It's the only way to get close. I can't promise anyone a ride home, but if you're with me, the world needs you now.
And I can fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith of Flight Training Professionals. Also, I got my friend Dennis, who's going to fly in to Sun and Fun and join us there in Lakeland, Florida. And if that weren't enough, Abington from the Abington Watch Company is with us as well. So we got this entire crew that are friends and family of Just Plane Radio. And we're going to be converging on Lakeland here in a couple weeks. But we got Lights. He's like the big kahuna of Sun and Fun.
That's Grand Poobah.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it quite right, did I, Lights? But welcome to Just Plane Radio just the same.
Well, I'm glad to be here. And in some circles, I'm actually referred to as El Guapo.
El Guapo, okay. Whatever works for you. You know, will you give us the title? We'll announce it accordingly. But the main thing is he oversees Sun and Fun and the organization, make sure the event runs smoothly. And it is just a massive event. This is the, well, what annual year is this? What is it again?
Well, it just so happens it's the 41st year of Sun and Fun, which makes it really special.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know Abington's very excited about being at Sun and Fun because this is the first time she's going to be there with a booth in her watch company. And
Yeah. Well, just so you know, this is kind of a neat thing. We're thrilled to have Abington come in here because I absolutely loved their watch display. And if I was a woman, I'd own one, but I'm not, so I can't. But maybe my wife needs one. But I looked at it at Oshkosh at AirVenture, great product.
Yeah.
And looking forward to having her down here. But the neat part is that she is one of the 500, that's the first time we've had 500 aviation-related exhibitors, vendors in a long time.
Wow.
So our roster, we're turning people away now because we've maxed out the number of spaces that we can allot to that component of our convention, which is great. Mm.
That's great.
The economy's turned. And people want to go flying again.
Well, there you go. That's great for business, and obviously that's going to be great for the attendees. They'll have more products to look out and check out, and obviously, you know, the Abington watches will be something new that they can peruse. And I don't know, Abington, you're not going to discriminate. If he wants to kind of wear, you know, purchase one of your watches and wear it, you're in, you know, that whole metrosexual thing. We're good with that, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of guys that wear Abington watches because they actually look better than some of the men's styles that you guys have. So I don't discriminate at all. And I'm sure most men that are at Sun and Fun know a woman. I'm sure most of them do. So there's always somebody. If you didn't want it for yourself, there's always a gift for somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Lights, you know a woman, right?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. Thank goodness I only know one because I can't afford two.
Yes, we can relate to that for sure. Well, but let's talk about
Sun. Can I buy Abington one of her own watches?
Can you buy her
one?
Well,
can you buy me one?
Yeah.
You can buy me anything, Keith.
Oh, brother, here we go. Here we go. You know, there's certain things that, you know, go on between our crew here, and I say that loosely there, Light. So I'll just apologize in advance. But you're welcome to listen in on it, though.
Can I ask Lights a question?
Okay, yeah, of course.
Lights, what do you think of Keith's voice?
Oh, I think it's a little interesting. It's quite, it's different.
I think the word she was looking for was dreamy.
Well, I think it would inspire different species to respond to it. I, on the one hand, am not really necessarily motivated by it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, for one.
Okay. I don't know. It's kind of a low rumble, you know, maybe a calling of the, you know, whales or something.
Careful here.
I thought I was going to be announcing all the fast moves at a big truck rally. That's where it fits best.
Well, okay, it could do that too, I guess.
I could do that.
Is that what you were going for there, Abington? I'm thinking not. I'm thinking she's
nope.
like 50 Shades of Greg here going on or something. I don't know what the hell is happening, but it's nutty fun regardless. But let's talk about Sun and Fun, Light. So what's coming up here in a couple weeks? Because I know you got a full not only do you got a full roster of attendees and exhibitors, but a lot of cool events this year, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I guess our marketing plan seems to be working along with a myriad of other issues that have come together to align themselves to support Sun and Fun this year. So not only are we peaking out with the number of exhibitors that we haven't had in better part of a decade, but our ticket sales, our advance ticket sales, are almost double what they were this time last year, which is a huge indicator that people are coming back. And I think they're coming back because we offer such a variety of fun things to do. And we are, obviously, we're big, but we're not overwhelmingly big. So you can get around, and we bill ourselves as the friendliest air show on the planet. And the goal is to make it easy for you to get around and see all the exhibits, go to the forums, listen to all the great folks we got talking in the museum, which is now an Aerospace Discovery Center, which is a learning component of our Aerospace Center for Excellence. And all of those draw people in. And then, none the least of which, our Warburg Grant is now about 40% larger than it's ever been in the history of Sun and Fun. We've added another 2.5 acres to the 5-acre plot. So that's going to fill up with a lot of the warbirds that heretofore we haven't seen since the 90s, and are coming back and signing up in droves. And, of course, we added the Breitling Jet Team to debut here for the first time in America. So you add all those together. And, matter of fact, we just had a guy come in today, Colin, who is flying in his KR2 doing a world tour. He's flying around the world in this little KR2, and he's coming in here and he's giving presentations. I mean, that's just a sampling of the diversity of aviation related folks that are going to be talking here. We've got SR-71. We got astronauts. It just doesn't stop.
Well, you know, it is the friendliest air show. That's what you guys like to be billed as. But you made it sound like it's a smaller event or a small event. And even Dennis made reference to that. Like, well, I've been to AirVenture before, and I wanted to go with a smaller, more homey kind of thing that I can cover easily. This thing is still massive. My feet are killing me after a day.
It does take up, a lot of property, about a little over 2,200 square feet, or 2,200 acres, so it's pretty big, and we do bring in about 225 to 250,000 people over the 6 days. But the way we try to lay it out was so it's easy to get around, but it's not, you don't get crowded and jammed up, and you can get to everything. And so in about a 3-day period, you can cover, most of the really fun stuff and see all the things you like to see, go to the workshops and, do dope and fabric, build an engine, do brake repairs, design, welding, whatever. And then you can get to a couple of the forums where you're listening to some very interesting people. Rob Machado will be here as well, and guys like him that are talking about their experiences. And then still get a chance to go to Vintage and Home Built and get to see all your GA aircrafts and all the new technology.
No shortage
of
things to do, for sure. And, you got the night show not once but twice. Wednesday, I believe. Is it Wednesday night and Saturday night?
We're doing Wild Wings on Wednesday night to do wings and beer on the flight line, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and then we roll our next, there's no fireworks for that one, but it'll be an hour's worth of aerial display with fireworks off the aircraft, and then we go pyro, as they call it, and then we can jump into Saturday night, and that's a real big extravaganza. That'll work from 8 to around 9:30, 9:45, with a full display of fireworks at the very end of it, which would be a real plus to the group. And both of them offer a lot of, enjoying night acts to watch, and it starts a little later, 8 o'clock. We close the field at 8, and then everybody can have a good time for the rest of the evening. So we're thrilled we're having two opportunities to do this at night now.
Absolutely. And you would recommend for someone like Dennis, who's not been there, or even Abington for this matter, I think they're both planning to have a hotel, but the best way to do it is go camp right there on site, don't you think?
Oh, highly recommend it. And I can tell you that for the years that I flew my Stearman in here, I camped under the wing for about 10 years, and it's the best, most fun part of the show, the convention, is when the sun settles and you get that cold libation and you're sitting there with your like-minded buddies and girlfriends, and you start talking great stories, and everybody's got one to tell, and you learn a lot about aviation, and you have a great time building new friends in that outside camping environment. It's just the best.
I say we get our entire crew here that's going to Sun and Fun, and regardless whether you're staying in a hotel or not, we get together at the campground in the evening and have a weenie roast. Who's with me?
I'm there.
I'm in.
Well, yeah, Abington and Keith are the first one to raise our hands. Who would have thunk it?
Hey, so you know, the place to do that is in our campground. It's called the Fire Hub with the Recreation Aircraft Foundation.
Yeah.
The Sun and Fun.
Oh, wait, that's
AOPA
the home. That is the, that's right. That's the home
together
of the Tater Bake.
It's so fun. Everybody's out there every night. And you know what we have out there? It's really cool.
Yeah.
We got a lot of young kids that want to hear what it's like to fly airplanes. And they spend hours out there listening to stories. And it's just a fun environment.
And they bake taters. Yeah,
sure
I was there last year, and I doubt they'll let me back this year, but I'm going to wear a disguise.
There you go.
Well, you can also go in the morning. They do coffee and donuts, and they're the Amish donuts, which if you're on a diet, stay clear.
Okay.
But if you're not, donuts dance in your mouth. They are so delicious.
Absolutely.
Go to www.sun-in-fun.org.
Get that, and you get all the information on Sun and Fun. We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go, fly, be free.
Time for me to fly. Oh, I gotta set myself free.
Time for me to fly.
That's just how it's got to be. I know it hurts to say goodbye, but it's time for me to fly.
Know about you, but I'm excited, and you should get all the information you need to fly in, drive in, whatever you got to do. Go to Sun and Fun here in a couple weeks. You will have a blast, and once again, that website is sun-n-fun.org. It's a very easy website
very
to go
good.
To, and you know, I'm a professional broadcaster. That's what I do, guys. What are you talking about? Why are you making such a big deal? Anyway, that's what where you should go. And get in more information on how to, you know, attend this event. And Dennis, in particular, you're real excited about this, aren't you? You're bringing your son, too,
right? Yeah, Austin and I are both coming down. You know, we want to go and hit the air show season. We did Oshkosh last summer, and unfortunately we had a family member get sick, so we kind of had to curtail the trip. So
yeah,
this time we get to come down. We'll get to see the Thunderbirds fly, which we missed last year, and yeah, it'll be a good kickoff to the season. We're ready for summer to be here.
Yeah, this is kind of like the kickoff to the air show season, and so the stunt pilots and stuff debut their new acts for the year, every year, right here at Sun and Fun, don't they, Keith?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Abington, is there something along the show lines that you're looking forward to seeing, or are you just focused on just being there with the watches this time?
Green stuff is what she's focusing on.
Green stuff?
Yeah, money.
Oh,
selling a lot of watches.
Like, wait, what is this? We're not in Colorado.
No.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm looking forward to, and I look forward to it every Sun and Fun,
is the unlimited
root beer that you can get out of that metal cup.
Oh, yes.
That is exactly awesome what I'm talking about.
Keith, not Keith, yes. Ed gets really excited about that. That is the first thing he wants to go find, is where do I buy my metal cup for the free root beer fill-ups?
You know, root beer is the only soda that I drink,
yeah.
And that stuff is just incredibly good.
It's root beer. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it the taste of the actual root beer or the fact that you get unlimited refills that you're so excited about?
I think it's all of the above. And you know what I'm really hoping to do, Keith?
What's that?
Greg, you can just step outside for a second.
Okay, what's
a root beer float with two straws?
Ooh. Hey, we can make that happen.
Sounds delicious. Now, those two straws are for me, but you can just hang out with me.
All right. That'll work.
Interesting.
And talk to me. You can't talk if you're drinking the root beer. You know that, right?
That's true. So, yeah. I'll just talk and watch you.
You too. Oh, my gosh. Well, that'll be fun to watch. That'll be a nice little sideshow to watch at Sun and Fun this year. Keith and Abington, slurping down a root beer float. I don't know. But, what is the deal? You buy that tin cup and it's, what, like $10 or $15 and you get all the refills for the entire show or something?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
As long as you're there, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a good deal. That and a whole lot of other fair food. Actually, the food they have there at Sun and Fun is actually pretty decent.
It is, yeah.
And last year I stayed there for 5 days straight, so I had no choice. And I camped and did the whole thing. And I thought, I was going to come away from that event feeling like I'd been on a cruise ship and, gorged on the midnight buffet. And, but it wasn't so much like that. They had more than elephant ears and fried Twinkies, I guess is my point. They had some really nice food. Barbecue in particular, really good.
Yes.
So you can really fill up good. But you're not going to camp, though. Is that the deal, Abington? You're just going to commute back and forth from Tampa, which is only like, 20 minutes or so from the show site, right?
Well, it's,
yeah.
It's going to be about an hour if I do that. But I have a good friend in Tampa that I'm going to be staying with. I would love to honestly camp because I've camped at Oshkosh before under the wing of a cardinal, in fact.
Yeah.
And I would love to camp, but I'm not flying an airplane in. So I don't know if I could just go walk up to somebody who has a plane and a wing that doesn't have a tent under it and say, hey, can I camp here?
We know people.
I don't think anyone would turn you away.
I have airplanes.
Well, they haven't
I
heard
have
me
tent.
Snore.
Wait.
Wait, what?
Wait, Keith, Keith said something that Abington took notice to. What did you say?
I said, I have airplane, I have tent.
You have airplane and tent. So so you're inviting me to?
No.
Oh.
No.
I should have figured. Yeah, actually,
we
know
see
people.
I'll my friend in Tampa after the show.
Yeah. No, bring him over. Let's get our big group together. We actually have a camp site available for the Just Plain Radio crew right near that that camp or that grilling site with the Recreational Aviation Foundation where they do the tater bake. Yeah. And
should
so
I bring my tent as well? Or do you guys have
you don't
extra
need,
tents?
Don't bring a tent. Just bring a tater. Bring your own tater, and we'll figure out a way to tent. We got a bunch of tents. Ed and Keith, they live in tents when they're at home because their wives don't let them, sleep in the house usually. Like three out of the 7 days a week, it's out in the backyard in a tent, something like that. Or is that just me, Keith?
No, I'm out of the house at least 4 days a week.
And they, dog houses are too expensive, so they just pop a tent and they're good to go. So we got tents, we got a fun little, our friend Jim And he's been nice enough to host our crew in the past, and we have a nice little group of folks that have a campsite right there in the, I don't know, right by the viewing area. Where would you say that is exactly?
It's three rows in from the runway.
Yeah, from the
campsite.
Prime location.
You know, Lights was talking about camping and how much fun it is.
Yeah.
And they've been camping there for years, and the people that are camping around them have all been coming, and they all have the same campsite.
Right.
Year after year after
year.
It's
a family affair.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So, and they welcome us like family.
They do. Yeah.
Or special needs people, which is more kind of where I kind of fit into the mix, I guess. But I still appreciated their hospitality, and I think they would extend that to Abington and Dennis and his son. And
absolutely,
we just make it
will.
A big family affair and have a big old time. And you listening, you could join us too. So now you know where we're going to be, not far from the Tater Bake. If you can find the Tater Bake at Sun and Fun, chances are you ask around, you're like, the Just Plain Radio crew? Oh, they're right over there. Yeah. All right, and that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Oh, I love his voice.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.